Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
This is the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
So what they're doing, I mean, this is fraud. This is just exactly what fraudsters do. I'm going to fix the problem. I will fix the problem. But because there isn't enough racism in the United States, because conservatives and Republicans don't believe that way, they had to fabricate their own racism so that they can turn around, raise money on it, ostensibly to fight it. That's why this is such a huge fraud case. It isn't just about that they're saying, you know, the fraud is that they're creating the very problem that they're claiming to solve. They're the ones creating the racism. They're the ones funding the KKK. They're the ones funding the Unite the Right rally. They're the ones that are funding these so-called radicals, but it's all SPLC.
So you have Congresswoman Hageman there from Wyoming talking about, she said there's not enough racism to fund what the Southern Poverty Law Center is trying to do in this country, that they have to stoke it. They have to manifest it. Why? So they can knock it down. It's not really about racism, is it? I think it's possible that it might just be about power and money. Let's talk to our friend Dori Murdoch about it. Nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador, and of course a Fox News contributor as well. Dori, welcome back. Happy Wednesday to you.
Great to talk to you again, Annie.
So the Southern Poverty Law Center thing, there's so many different headlines popping right now in the news that I think that the story is being under-discussed. And I'm very interested in you as somebody who is a black conservative man who's covering the news. When you see that the Southern Poverty Law Center is pouring money into places like the KKK and stoking the hate that they tried to manifest at Charlottesville, I'm banging my head into the wall. I can't imagine what it's like for you to watch all of this come out with this latest indictment.
I guess that explains why my forehead's bleeding from into the wall.
Get you an ice pack.
Yeah, ice pack, exactly. Yeah, this story broke, I guess, a couple weeks ago, and it's kind of a big story, and then it was completely knocked off the headlines by the third assassination attempt on President Trump, unfortunately. So people have not been talking about this story quite so much, but it's still in the news. I'm sure it will come percolate back up as people are brought in and as the prosecution continues. But yeah, this is an absolutely astonishing story. And I heard about this. I thought, you've got to be kidding. This is like something out of an SNL sketch or something like this. You've got the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is kind of the Vatican of anti-racism in this country. And they've been fighting the KKK and the neo-Nazis and so forth for years and years. And now it turns out they're subsidizing those guys, that they're basically providing money to informants and other people in these hate organizations in order for them to go out and do hateful things. And the Southern Poverty Law Center can go out and say, oh, my God, look at that hatred. Look at the racism. Look at the bias, et cetera. Please give us money so we can go fight these people. This is kind of like the American Lung Association secretly handing out cigarettes on street corners so that people can come in with lung cancer, and the American Lung Cancer Society can come in and say, oh, my God, please give us money to help us fight lung cancer, when, in fact, it turns out they're the ones promoting the lung cancer by handing out, unfiltered Camels and Marlboros. I mean, it just cannot – not only cannot make this up, you can't even hallucinate it. I mean, if you give me a lot of drugs to come up with some crazy scenario, I would not have come up with this one. And the kind of money that they're giving people is just astonishing. Like, for example, there's one person who's involved in the Unite the Right Hate Fest, which took place in Charlottesville, Virginia, back in August of 2017. This is the big sort of neo-Nazi and Klan gathering that took place in Virginia. And unfortunately, this poor woman named Heather Heyer, she was one of the people out there protesting against the KKK and the neo-Nazis. And a white nationalist by the name of James Alex Field hopped in his car, plowed his Dodge Challenger into a crowd of these people and killed her. She was fatally hit and was dead at age 32. James Alex Field is, I think, in prison for life, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, one of the people involved in this was a secretly paid informant for the Southern Poverty Law Center, who was involved in this, who helped arrange transportation for people to show up at this event, and they paid him $270,000, over $250,000 to this guy. There's somebody else who was these people all go by code names for the field sources or the informants. Another is named F9, as in Foxtrot 9, involved in the neo-Nazi organization called the National Alliance. SPLC secretly paid him more than $1 million. You've got another guy who's part of a group called the National Alliance. He's the former chairman, I believe, $140,000. Then you've got my favorite. It's not a ton of money, but the fact this guy got any money is amazing. A group called American Front, which is a Jew-hating skinhead organization. And this guy was convicted in federal court of cross-burning. So this is a guy who actually literally burns crosses. He got $19,000 from the Southern Poverty Law Center. Again, you cannot invent this kind of thing.
You know, I'm thinking about what Congresswoman Hageman said there. She said there's not enough racism that exists on its own. This is what the Southern Poverty Law Center has to invest in. We've gone through, I think the last time we talked, I said maybe this kind of really ramped up during the Obama campaign for presidency. And of course, when he won, he talked about hope and change and fundamental transformation of the United States of America. But race was brought to the forefront. I feel as though the highlights of our country as a whole was where we are different. And then we divided people so we could prioritize people. And we had to make sure that the whole process was really to make sure that white people found themselves on the bottom. Instead of just thinking that we're all this like equal, this equal platform where we all stand and then we can, move forward based on the efforts and the abilities that we have. I don't disagree with Congresswoman Hageman when I hear her say there wasn't enough racism. She's not saying there wasn't any. Mm-hmm. It still exists. What's your assessment right now in 2026 of how much racism exists in our country?
Well, I think the headline of my piece actually points to that very question, or answer that question you're asking. This is in the Daily Signal, and the headline is Southern Poverty Law Center Outrage Offers a Silver Lining. And I think the silver lining here is that the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is based, I believe it's in Montgomery, Alabama, if this country were so deeply bigoted and so completely marinated in racism, it should be very easy for the Southern Poverty Law Center to walk out the door, go across the street around the corner and find some Klansmen or some neo-Nazis and go fight them and put them out of business or what have you. In fact, racism has become not absent, not completely eliminated, but has become such a, shall we say, a manageable or a minimal influence in this country that they actually have to go and find people and pay them to be racist. Now, that's an awful, terrible thing that they've done, or at least they're accused of having done as part of this massive fraud conspiracy by the Department of Justice. But that they had to go that allegedly to go these lengths says to me that we really have we haven't fully overcome over racism. We've overcome to the degree that the Southern Poverty Law Center sees this as a sufficiently rare phenomenon that they need to go out and subsidize it. That's a horrible thing, but in a certain sense, that's a good thing if the Southern Poverty Law Center thinks, you know, there's not enough racism to keep us in business, so we got to go and cook, we got to go concoct some, we got to go cook some up so we can stay relevant and, you know, keep our phony baloney jobs, as Governor LePetomaine said in Blazing Saddles. You know, I'd rather the SPLC didn't do this, but the fact they had to go to these lengths says to me, you know, maybe this racism problem they scream about is not as big a deal as they say it is. If they need to go out and actually hand people between $2 and $3 million, by the way, over the last, I think, about 2013 to about 2019, I think it was, to engage in this scheme to keep the racism pots sufficiently stirred so they can go out and say that, that they ought to remain in business.
Joy Murdoch speaking with us right now, Fox News contributor, Project 21 ambassador, nationally syndicated columnist as well. It's like a piece currently in the Daily Signal, as he just mentioned. What is your advice? I mean, you have to have been thoughtful about this. If there's some sort of DeRoy Murdoch American utopia for the 250th birthday wish for DeRoy, how do we go about moving forward, coming out of kind of shedding the skin, so to speak, of this forced upon hyper racially sensitive world that we've lived in for the last 20 years? Because, I mean, it's not like we shouldn't see color. We can understand that people are walking different lives and experiencing different things, but it should make us stronger, and it certainly hasn't been.
Well, you know, I think we're making real progress before Obama became president. I mean, I don't think we had not gotten completely past racism, but you saw lots of people getting along around the country. You saw lots of interracial couples. You saw a lot of kids of mixed background. I mean, what could be greater integration than people marrying across racial lines, having children of mixed background? I mean, that's about as, you know, equal opportunity as it gets. And then once Obama came in, we started saying, okay, well, you're on this side, I'm on the other, let's divide this, and, you know, it's systemic racism and critical race theory and all this other nonsense. I think the best thing to do is get beyond that. I don't use the term racial color blindness. I think it's really asking too much for people to look at each other, not notice, oh, this person's black, this person's white, this person's Hispanic, this person's of Asian background. You know, I don't really expect people basically to cover their eyes and not see anything, mm-hmm. but to make it so it's no different than saying, oh, that person's left-handed or right-handed, or that person, you know, happens to be 5'10" versus somebody who's 5'8" versus someone who's 6 feet tall. You know, we'll notice the differences in height, and, you know, it's not a big difference unless you're hiring people to be basketball players, in which case, yeah, it does kind of make a difference how tall you are. So really, we need to get beyond this and go back to where I think we were, you know, about 20 years ago, where we would be aware of people's racial backgrounds, but we wouldn't care about it all that very much. We'll go about our business, and we hire these people, we work with these people, we're friends with these people. In some cases, we marry and have children with these people. And if we can get back to where we were before, where the way we dealt with our racial differences, frankly, I think is we laughed about them. I mentioned Blazing Saddles. You had All in the Family. You had Sanford and Son. We had, you know, various comedy programs and so on, where we'd make fun of people's racial backgrounds and laugh about it. And if you're laughing about your differences rather than sitting there and walking in eggshells and treating everything like, you know, your racial background is some kind of a, you know, religious experience or something that can't even be discussed because it's so sacred, if we just laugh about these things and, yeah, okay, you're different, you know, this part of your background's funny, ha-ha, and you laugh at me, I laugh at you, and we somehow get along that way. I think we go back to where we were there and try to live that kind of those kinds of lives. I think we'd be a much, much happier society than where we are now, which is, you know, as I say, everybody being, you know, just so tense about this kind of thing.
Okay, last question for you, DeRoy, and this is an interesting one. You can just totally take this pitch and not even answer it, but I really want to ask you it. I want to understand, I think, maybe I don't, about why the people fighting the hardest and that are the most upset about racial disparities and marginalized communities and everything, why is it the retired white women that are doing this? DeRoy, do you know the answer?
I don't know the answer for that, but I do think you see that a lot, that sort of thing, is the, you know, older, angry white women. I guess I think JD fans call them the cat ladies, if I'm not mistaken.
We call them the meemaws.
The meemaws?
The retired ladies with pensions is what one of my producer called them.
That's very funny. I don't know. Maybe they have a lot of free time and they have nothing else to do. Maybe they feel they can't just have some fun hobby like oh, I don't know, could be playing
gardening,
Scrabble, or gardening, or could be playing tennis, or whatever, pickleball? Vacationing, just nickel pickleball, photography. Maybe they feel they need to do something, quote, socially relevant, quote unquote. And maybe as women maybe are a little bit more leaning left than leaning right on balance. Perhaps that's the case. So I can't really tell what it is, but it is interesting. I've noticed that phenomenon. I don't have any real explanation for it.
There really seems
like to see a lot less of it.
There seems to me to be some sort of like permissive hierarchy that white women, college educated white women, a lot of times they're single, that are older. There seems to be like this permissive hierarchy that they're accepting about themselves over other people that they then kind of utilize in a public display of like self-flagellation. I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me. And I'm 42. I got four kids. My youngest is 4 years old. So I still feel very tethered to the young people, even though I have a 16-year-old boy in high school. But I'm just trying to avoid whatever makes people take that turn down the road into their 60s and 70s. I don't want to take that turn. I want to look right past it, speeding past that turn.
Yeah, I think you want to avoid that turn for sure. And I think one thing that I find really annoying is where you'll find some liberal white person who is insulted on behalf of some person of some ethnic background who's not bothered by anything. Like you saw this with a lot of these Indian names for high school teams, college teams, etc. And you've got white liberals saying, "Oh my God, we're so offended," and then they ask people who are Cherokee or Navajo background, whatever, "What do you think?" I go, "I don't care. It's pretty cool. You've got that warrior up there. It's kind of proud of that." And yet the nervous white people get bothered by this sort of thing. I remember a few years ago,
the NWPs. I'm writing that down. The nervous white people.
Nervous white people. Yep. There was a, I think it was maybe Turner Classic Movies on the day that Ted Turner passed away, by the way. Mm-hmm. And they were showing had a Bugs Bunny marathon. They ran almost every single solitary Bugs Bunny cartoon, because I think Ted Turner at some point took ownership of those, if I'm not mistaken. And but they didn't show one where Bugs Bunny was chasing around this rabbit happening to be black, and the black rabbit goes down a rabbit hole, and in order to get the black rabbit out of the rabbit hole, Bugs Bunny takes a little like a cup with a couple of dice and shakes the dice over the rabbit hole. The black rabbit figures there's a gambling going on, and so he emerges from the black from the rabbit hole, and I guess Bugs Bunny knocks him over the head with a stick or something like this. Anyway, the people at I guess it was Turner Classic Movies or whatever, didn't include that one because they thought black people might be insulted by that. Now, the only thing more insulting than that is white people thinking black people are going to be insulted
the blacks are going to be bothered by this.
Yeah.
I
don't find the black rabbit offensive. I find offensive the white people who think that I'd be offended by the black rabbit in the cartoon. So maybe we should have a new rule, which is only people of a certain background can be insulted by whatever that insult is supposed to be hurled at those people. If it doesn't bother them, it shouldn't bother anybody else.
Nervous white people. I love that, Joy. Thank you. Have a great week. Thanks for being with us this afternoon.
Okay, Annie. Thanks a lot.
Take care. Bye-bye. I mean, he's so spot on. He's absolutely spot on. Like, there are things that I have seen in the last 15, 20 years that have been retired and gone away, and because they had racist connotations, and I'm like, I can kind of see that. Is society going to be to a detriment because said thing goes away? Then you answer the question and you move on. And if that cartoon that Dory was just talking about, and for folks listening on the radio who don't know, Dory Murdoch is a black man. When he's talking about this and saying like, "Wow, you think that the enticement of gambling is going to be offensive to black people?" If there were an awakening of people who were saying this is really insensitive, we'd like it to go away. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying we're going to put that one on the shelf and we're not going to disperse this one in our team. I don't need to police those things for people, but there is a contingent of nervous white people out there who feel as though it's their sovereign duty to deracialize everything everywhere, and in doing so, oftentimes their behaviors are racist, as pointed out by Deroy Murdoch. Let's break.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Let's see, in about 8 minutes from right now, we're going to speak with Zach Dean. He's a writer for Outkick. He's also the host of Monday Morning Pit Stop on Outkick.com. Zach Dean wrote a piece. I'm really interested. I might need a little help from the boys for this one. The headline, it's on FoxNews.com. New streaming data paints shockingly grim picture for Disney's awful Star Wars sequels. If you're listening right now, if you're from the 70s and you were there when Star Wars hit the scene to begin with, chances are it affected you in one way or the other. Maybe you have an affinity for it. What have they done and why did they do it? Zach Dean will talk to us at 1:30 about that. A few more of your comments from the Annie Fry Show text line on today's YouTube poll question. Is the Star Wars franchise dead? No, it's not dead and you love everything about it. No, but they do need to write the spaceship. Yes, it's cooked or you never cared about Star Wars. Let us know what you think on the YouTube poll. Go vote. And send us your text message reaction at 314-241-9797.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's the refreshing!
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Oh.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.